hanging in the wind. The Night Stalker and Brigadier Wildbrand, that they hadn't told me about before, were gone. Silent and Raven looked at the discarded ropes and gags and got into it over whose fault it was the Night Stalker didn't get tied up tight enough. I dropped back down and told Darlin. She had me yell at them to knock off the crap and get out there and catch them. They came, still bickering. She started giving orders aimed at stopping the Night Stalkers before they could get back to their own. Paddlefoot stays here. He is in no shape. The torque was crapped out in one of the horse stalls and had been since I'd come in. Case, you stay and keep track of our guest. That went over big. Raven and Silent gave me their famous, deadly looks, like maybe I'd arranged the whole damn thing just so I could get her alone. Hell, after 3 days in that camp, I didn't feel like doing anything anyway. We were in a spot. From what Darlin signed, I gathered we was out of places to run. We couldn't even go back to the temple because Wildbrand and the corporal probably heard them talk about how we hid out right in Exile's pocket. Even that buzzard got out to do some aerial scouting. I was glad. He hadn't started in on me yet, but I was up to my ears with him nagging Bowmance. The old boy was all right. I never saw Darlin rattled before. She paced and stomped and made incomplete gestures and signed at me without ever finishing a thought. She wasn't afraid, just worried about what would become of the rest of us and the movement if the guys didn't catch the Night Stalkers in time. I don't know what I thought we might get up to, but at the time it seemed a good idea to tie old Ken up. Then I stood behind his chair conversing with Darlin like I suddenly needed something to hide behind. I don't know how much later it was, probably only a couple minutes, when I saw somebody move behind Darlin and thought it was Paddlefoot Torque finally waking up. I went to work on me for being too damned chicken shit to having grabbed an opportunity when it was there. That wasn't Torque. That was somebody else. The second I realized that, before I could give her any warning, the guide laid a knife across her throat. "Turn him loose," he told me. And when I just stood there gawking, he drew a little blood. "Do it." I started fumbling with knots. Torque did decide to wake up then. I don't think the poor silly sack ever knew what was going on. He stumbled out, rubbing his eyes and mumbling. The guy holding Darlin turned around and stuck him with a knife he had in his left hand. Came back and got Darlin in the side with the same knife as she was turning toward him, and in almost the same motion threw the knife with which he had threatened her. It hit me in the hip. I felt it go deep and hit bone. Then the grungy stable floor opened its arms and jumped up to meet me. The guy yanked his knife out of Darlin and bounced over to cut our guest loose. Then he got set to cut my throat. "Hey!" our guest yelled. "Knock it off! They weren't going to croak me!" "This is the second time they've shoved their faces in our business. They want to clean us out. I warned them last time." "Let's just find my pack and get the hell out before the rest of them come back."